Joining us right now with a look at what's going on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So the first thing I wanted to talk to you about actually takes place in D.C. There's a looming government shutdown. How much of a concern is this on Beacon Hill and the potential impacts it could have on the Commonwealth?
Well, I think everyone around the country is concerned about it. There's a lot going on in the world. And without a government that's functioning, we leave ourselves vulnerable, and it affects the economy. It impacts people's paychecks. We have an issue around immigration, and when folks are not getting their paychecks, when departments aren't operating, when democracies that we are helping to support and defend overseas are not getting the aid that they need, it affects the economy. It affects our international security environment. And I would ask, you know, anyone that could listen down there that they come together, that they work together, and that they keep the government open so that the government can function the way it needs to.
And you did mention the migrant crisis, and of course another major issue that you're all dealing with is the state's emergency shelter system.
Yeah, we passed a supplemental budget last week, and we added a $250 million into the emergency shelter system. We're the only right-to-shelter state in the country. That's a law that we put on the books decades ago to support our families and our individuals with mental health needs and homelessness. And it's proving to be something that is difficult for us because we have that law on the books, but we also have an influx of migrant families that are claiming that they have right to shelter. They do under the law. But we also have citizens of the Commonwealth that are in that program as well. It's not just migrant families. So it's important for us as it gets colder to have those services available to people. But it's also really on the federal government to step up to the plate and do their job. We have 180,000 migrants a month coming over the southern border. And the federal lawmakers have done nothing for decades on immigration. So it's incumbent upon our congressional leadership, our Senate leadership, both here in Massachusetts and around the country, to step up and do their jobs. And if they don't, then it's up to the people to replace them.
And one thing I want to ask you about, now your formal voting session set to wrap up this week, correct?
Yep, we have a formal session Wednesday. I'm sure we'll be voting on enactment of the supplemental budget. I know the Senate's going to be taking up a drug pricing bill. I haven't heard if we're going to do our own version of that. But yeah, we'll be wrapping up our formal sessions this week.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it. And also, I want to wish you a belated Happy Veterans Day.
Hey, Dan, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.